Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Well, it is Thursday, and we thank and praise the Lord for Thursday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Miller, and I'm glad you tune in. We've been doing a series of teaching. We started a series of teaching. Our foundation scripture come from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, about how the same gospel that would preach to us would preach to, and he would talk about the Israelites, but it said it didn't profit them anything because they didn't mix it with faith. Faith is compared to money is the current where we use debit card, but money is what we use to purchase stuff with. You know, if you got a debit card, a credit card, you got to make sure you have enough money in your account or you have the credibility to make sure you pay for it. But when it come down to the kingdom of God, or when it come down to relating to God, getting God to do or fulfill what he promised in his word, we have to have faith. And the Bible tells us in Romans, I believe it's the 12th chapter, it tells us God given all of us a measure of faith. And that's something because God knows that in order for us to communicate with him, we had to have faith. Faith is a gift from God. But we have to know what is faith. You go to Hebrews 11th chapter, it tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. Now, when I read that and think about that, you know, now since it's impossible to please God without faith, then you need to ask yourself a question, what is faith? You know, a lot of time I find out we'll just take on something, you know, where I know, and we'll try to make sense out of what God's saying without the Holy Spirit bring enlightenment and understanding to us, you know. But when it comes down to faith, faith is needed in order to relate to God and to deal with the spirit realm. You know, the real world is the spirit realm. But there too, again, we've been talking about it, and on Monday, we talked about Cain and Abel. And if you want to follow up with us, we in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And we, like I said, we dealt with the 4th verse when it said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified his gift, and by it, he being dead yet speaks. Now I think we're gonna try to take on two today, or either one. But our next verse, and that 5th verse, is about faith. Enoch was translated that he shall not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. So now we're gonna get read into it. We're going to get read into the word because I believe this will really help you. It's really helping me to go back and examine myself to see whether or not that I've been operating in faith. You know, we're living in a difficult time, but at the same time, the difficult time is an opportunity for God to show himself strong. And Isaiah tells us how God going throughout the earth looking for someone to show himself strong through. In order for God to manifest himself through us, first of all, we have to be born again believers. And after we get born again, as I stated, God have given us faith. We have faith. We have the same faith that God had when he created, in the beginning, when he created the heaven and the earth, when he spoke earth into existence. We have that same faith. And when Jesus was on the earth, Jesus operated in that faith. And I'm telling you, you know, what is faith, Prophet Miller? Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I'm going to tell you that right there, if you don't have spiritual understanding, when you read scriptures like that, I promise you it will mess you up. It said, now faith is the substance of things that hope for, evidence of things not seen. That's right. That means that you is believing and taking God at his word. Because the Bible tells us, in order to really communicate with God, you got to believe that God is, that he exists. That's the first thing. You have to believe that God exists before you can truly put your faith and confidence in him. Once you find out he do exist, and you find that out through his word, Romans the first chapter tells us, you also find that out the way God created the earth. You know that it have to be someone more powerful than man. Let us go into prayer, because I'm telling you, I'm just ready to get into this teaching, because we're going to try, like I said, unless the Lord changes, we want to go all the way through Hebrews 11th chapter, and it talk about people, our ancestors, how through faith God did miraculous, God did impossible things through them. And it was because they believed. They had that kind of relationship. They developed a relationship. They communicate with God. Even though they didn't have the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside like we do in this new covenant, but they understood what it means to be in covenant with Almighty God, being in covenant with the Creator. And a lot of believers, as born-again believers, it is a must you get in the Word and seek out the Scripture. Matthew 6:33, it tells us that we must seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. It's a must we get in the Word and find out what God say or who God is, what God say he would do. Because sometimes when people praying, and even I did it, it have been times in the early part when I first got saved, I found out I was praying and asking God to do stuff that God never said he would ever do. And then when my prayers were being answered, I would get offended with God. I'd be mad with everybody. I couldn't understand why they said God was so loving. And now I need help, and God ain't answering my prayer. He ain't doing nothing. The situation getting worse. I'm going to tell you, I was just frustrated. I was just mad with God and everybody. But then as I begin to study his word, and the Holy Spirit began to bring understanding and open up my spiritual eyes, I found out God was not my problem. My problem was I was trying to get God to do something God never said he would do. Yes, God is sovereign. God can do anything he want to do. But God limited himself to mankind. If you read Psalms 150, God gave the earth to men. And that's why it's important to get in the Word and find out what God say. And don't listen to these people that tell you, well, the Bible was written by men and how you know that. Listen, the Bible, according to the Scripture, men were inspired to write the Bible by the Holy Spirit. And those men, everything that God had them to write about himself, guess what? They are gone. We are here. And it amazed me, everything that God had them to write about God, about humanity, is happening. And these men is not here to testify, but God let them see it in the spirit. I like the late Martin Luther King, when he had a dream, and he said he had been to the mountaintop, and he seen what God was going to bring peace to the race, to the black and white, how they were going to be able to go to school again. Well, we've seen that took place. That took place after he died, even though the enemy had continued to try to fight and start a race war, but it did take place. So there, too, again, we talk about faith. What is faith? How to apply your faith? Because I'm telling you, this is so important. Jeremiah, the first chapter, said God watched over his word to perform it. And listen, God going to do what he said he was going to do. But you and I need to know what he said. Because the enemy do us just like he did Jesus. We going to be tempted. You're going to have temptation. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have persecution. We're going to be afflicted. All that going to take place because the Bible says it. St. John 16:33, Jesus said to be of good cheer. He said, because in this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have problems. You're going to have sorrow. You cannot escape that. That's not excluded. You is not excluded from that because you're a believer. Let me slow down because I get excited. You know, I don't know about you. I don't dot every I. I don't cross every T. But my goal is, and it should be yours as a born-again believer, I want to know about God. I want to know what God requires from me. You know, because when I read the Old Testament and I see how a lot of those, well, really, when you read Hebrews and Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and he tells you about how these people, how God did great things through them. It was because of their faith. It was because of their confidence, their consistent, their devotion to God. They, God told them what to do. God gave them a promise, and they stood on it. Well, guess what? We have to do the same today. The Bible said that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper. Now, according to the scripture, we're going to continue to have trouble as long as we're on this earth. We was with Apostle Armstrong in the prayer group on last evening, and God gave us Matthew, the 14th chapter. And I tell you, it is so fitting when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter saw him, and Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus told Peter to come. But the Bible tells us, in the midst of that, even before Peter got out the boat to walk on the water, the waves were tossing, and it was strong. The wind was strong. But Peter stayed focused on Jesus. And when he stayed focused on Jesus, he was able to walk. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this day because truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you again for this opportunity. Father, I pray and thank you now that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding to those that have tuned in. I thank you over the airways. I decree that the enemy is bound. And I decree that enlightenment and understanding will come to those that will hear your word today. I thank you for bringing strength and encouraging your people. I thank you for bringing more enlightenment, more understanding for us. Because, Father, I thank you that John 10 is truly true. The thief come but to steal and to kill. But Jesus said, I came that you will have life and have it more abundantly. But without knowledge, without understanding, and without wisdom, and shown up without faith, as you stated in Hebrews 11, it says, it's impossible to please you, Father. So, Father, help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. But there, too, again, as I was saying, like I said, I just get excited because when I read the word, you find out, and all of us had to find out. And the Bible is a manual for life, you know. But like I said, he's in Hebrews, my foundation scripture, if you want to know my foundation scripture, here's Hebrews. It's in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And in the first 2 verses, it said God promised of in his place of rest still stand. Read it from the Living Bible. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to get there. But this good news means that when God tells you something that can bring encouragement to you, to bring joy and peace to you, But it said, for this good news that God hath prepared a place of rest have been announced to us just as it was to them. And right here, he come out the Israelites. God chose some people at that time. And the good news was for them was that God was going to bring them out of Egypt and take them into the promised land, a land flowed with milk and honey. That was what he had promised. And he used Moses and Aaron to bring them out of Egypt. And God showed himself strong. He did many things to prove to the Israelite that he was God, and beside him it was no other. Even though Pharaoh wanted the people to believe that he was a god, which he wasn't. And God overpowered Pharaoh in everything Pharaoh tried to do, even though the enemy tried to use Pharaoh. He tried to use them to everything that God did, he tried to do. But God always showed Pharaoh that he was greater than who Pharaoh was. In other words, God was showing the children of Israel from the beginning, I can do anything but fail. You know, but it's amazing. They believe God to bring them out of Egypt. They not only believe, but they trust God to bring them out of Egypt. But when it was time to go in and possess the land, the promised land, the land that God gave them, they would not trust him. You know what? Faith is not only believing God, but faith also is hearing and obeying God. You're doing something. You're saying something. Because the Bible said the devil believed and he trembled. Well, we have to take our believing with action and obedience. You can't separate faith from obedience. And this is what I find as I've been going through the heroes of faith. I found out that each one of them had to operate not only in believing that God exists, but they had to trust and obey the instruction that God gave them. And a lot of times, that's why a lot of saints, we don't experience the fulfillment of God's promise because we don't follow instruction good. The Bible said he would instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go. He would guide us with his eyes. The Bible even tells us that God would not allow us to be tipped above that we was able to bear. But God is faithful. He would always make a way for escape. And when I go down and read the heroes of faith, I see that God always made a way for their escape. And guess what? Whatever you experiencing right now, you don't need to cast away your confidence. You need to keep believing and trusting God that God going to bring you out. And guess what? He will bring you out. He promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And as I stated in Matthew, you can go read Matthew 14 yourself, and you will see the waves were tossing it. The wind would blow everything when Jesus was walking on that water towards to the disciples in the boat. And when Peter see, what I like about Peter, you know, Peter would he was always talking. But one thing about Peter didn't have a problem with doing things challenge. He didn't have a problem with challenge. He was outspoken, but Peter just got out that boat, you know, and Lord, if it's you, bid me come, you know. But it was so many things that came out of that, because when you ain't never noticed, whenever you make up in your mind to hear and obey God, live right, that's when the storms are light. That's when, you know, the enemy constantly come at you, you know, with different things, and you have to fight. See, I found out, and you know, some people fighting the wrong person. The Bible tell us, fight the good fight of faith. Faith have an enemy. And a lot of times, people don't realize, you know, that spirit of doubt and unbelief, that's the fight, fear. The enemy knows if he can keep us from operating in faith, he can keep us from receiving the promise, okay? But anyway, he was saying, let me finish reading this, because like I said, I want to try to stay focused on this. He said, for this good news that God had prepared a place of rest have been announced to just as it was to them. But it did, listen, but it did them no good. Why? Because they didn't believe what God told them. And I'm telling you, whatever God say in his word, it come with instruction. We have our part to play. Everything that God promised us is not going to automatically happen. Oh, yes, listen at me good. It's not going to automatically happen. You and I have our part to play. I found out God do the impossible, but it's God's will for us to do what we can do. And that is so important. And like I said, we talked about Cain and Abel on Monday. Now today, if you go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter in your Bible, go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter in your Bible. Go to Hebrews 11 in your Bible, and I'm going to read it from the King James. I'm going to read it from the King James. And like I said, it's helping my faith. It's helping me to go back and examine myself and, you know, to see what I'm at. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, we at the 5th verse. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he shall not see death and was not found because God hath translated him for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, if you go to Genesis, in Genesis, the 5th chapter, it don't give you a lot of information about Enoch. It just tells you who his father was and how long he lived. And then it tells us in that 23rd verse, it said, I'm in Genesis 5 and 23, and it said, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. 24th verse. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, one translation said he pleased God. Well, the Bible says impossible to please God without faith. So that means Enoch, he had developed a relationship, and he came to know God through covenant. It had to be. He had some kind of communication with God to get acquainted with God. So, you know, you can't trust who you don't know or who you don't believe in. So he had to develop some kind of relationship with God. And he lived to see, the Bible tells us that he lived to see 300 and 67. So there too again, he lived it 365 years. So he had to have some kind of relationship with God in order to please God. So that let me know he had to have some kind of knowledge and understanding about his creator. Come on now. He had to do that. He had to know, you know. But then, you know, after I did some research, I began to find out that he was a preacher of righteousness, and he had denounced sin and unrighteousness. He didn't live an unrighteous lifestyle. His lifestyle pleased God, you know. You see, the Bible tells us in Romans, the 1st chapter, we're without excuse. And I'm telling you, faith is a must. Come on, somebody. Hear me good. Faith is a must. You got to have faith. And like I said, God gave all of us, as I said, don't let nobody have you to believe you don't have no faith. No. I tell you what you do. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter, put your eyes on it. That's one of the words that I use, and the reason why I tell you to put your eyes on it, because the enemy going to always try to get you and I to doubt what God say. And that's why whenever you put your eyes on it, the devil can't tell you. You don't let him talk you out of it, you know. When you put your eyes on it, in Romans the 12th chapter, the 3rd verse, it said, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God have dealt to every man. Now, when he's a man, he's talking about male and female, boy and girl as well. To every man, the measure of faith. Now, if we didn't need faith, God would have never gave us faith. God gave us, now, his one of the first faith, the first thing our faith did, saving faith. But then even with that, according to Romans 10, you had to believe. You had to believe in what God's word say, not even seeing God. Now, sometimes it's tangible. You can feel God. Sometimes it's but not all the time. And faith ain't got nothing to do with how I feel. A lot of people put their faith in their feelings. I feel this. I feel this. Now, sometimes I sense things. You have to know the difference. You can sense things in the spirit realm. You know, we used to sing a song, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. I remember that song. We used to sing it a lot, just about every other Sunday. Or whenever we would be, the pastor would believe in God for something, they'd start singing that song, I got a feeling. And I mean, we would rejoice. People would be rejoicing about that song, you know. But, you know, as I continue to grow in the Lord, sometime in your situation or dealing with your circumstances, you don't feel or it don't look like it's going to be all right. But that's when where you got to really trust God. Old folks used to say, if you can't, you know, if you can't trace him, you got to trust him. You know, and that is so important. But I want you to see that in Romans 12 and 3, the last part of it, is according have, as God have dealt to every man, what? The measure of faith. And that's why you see some people, they done developed their faith to the point they can just believe God for anything. And then you got some people that, it's sad to say, they can't believe God for nothing, because they don't understand the importance of faith and how to operate in faith. You, these things you have to learn, and you don't get there overnight. But I want to show you that, like I said, we're taking it one at a time. We find out that with Cain and Abel, when it was time to offer up the sacrifice, Cain did not follow the instruction. You know, God had told them, or better yet, their parents had told them the kind of sacrifice that they supposed to give God, the offering that they supposed to give God. But Cain, he wanted to do it his way. Y'all listen, come down. If you want to reap what God has promised, God give us specific instruction. I thought I won't get in Noah tonight, because Noah blessed me. God gave Noah specific instructions how to build an ark. And if you studied the life of Noah, it had never rained on rain never came at that time. It didn't come from the sky, but it came up like a mist. It came up from the ground. And God told this man to build a boat. And you're getting ahead of yourself. I got to stick with Enoch. I got to talk about him. Come on, Ann. Stick with Enoch. Stick with him. Stick with him. But anyway, let me go back to Enoch, because I want you to see, like I said, it tells us in that fifth verse, it says how that he pleased God to the point that God took him. Now, I'm telling you, that's something to think about. Now, that let me know that we all going to be raptured up one day. But it said he pleased God so to the point. He pleased God so to the point that it tells us that God took him. In the Bible now, like I said, Hebrew, it tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. That's what that next verse say. We got to believe that he don't only exist, but when God give us specific instruction, we got to follow his instruction. Well, let me tell you how that works. Well, some people say, well, the Lord, no, I just can't. Stop right there. Stop right there. Let me help you out right there. God is not only our creator, but if you've been born again, he's your father. Can't compare him a little bit to a good earthly father, a good earthly parent. Ain't no good earthly parent going to ask their child to do anything that they know that child is not able to do or don't have the resource to do it. I'm going to write about it. No. Whatever God asks us to do, God give us the ability, part of grace. One definition for grace is the ability. He enables us to do it. He'll do that. But the thing that we got to realize as born-again believers, God ain't going to make us do anything. I remember when God gave me a revelation about Adam and Eve and by Satan. In the garden, when Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they didn't have a sin nature. Satan didn't have a sin nature because he was an angel. But guess what? What called both of them to do what they did, it was an act of their will. And my brother and my sister, let me tell you something about your will and my will. God is not going to violate your will. God ain't going to make you do anything. That's why the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. Now it's the day of salvation. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. God tell us that. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. It's an act of our will. Adam and Eve, after act of their will, they choose to disobey God. After act of Satan, after angel had to disobey God. His pride got in the way. You go to Isaiah 14, you can read it. One-third of the angels came with him after after they choose not to. Now, let me tell you something. God will give you and show you through his word what he wants you to do and what he wants me to do. As an act of our will, if we will to do it, God will enable us to do it, but it's by faith. Listen at me good. When I used to hear people talk about the Holy Ghost, all I thought about power. I just need to get this power. I was always expecting something to come out the sky, hit me at the top of my head, and go down to my feet. Come on, that's just the way. I didn't know any better. I didn't understand. I didn't know nothing about faith. A lot of times I'm transparent because, trying to get you to see this here. Faith is taking God at his word. You know, anybody can believe when it manifests, but it takes faith. Faith is saying, God, you said it. Right now, it don't make sense. Right now, it don't look like it going to be, but it takes faith. And this is what Enoch, he pleased God. He pleased God. And I'm telling you, that's what really blessed me about this man. This man pleased God to the point that the Bible said one day God just took it. I don't know what his family thought. I don't know what his family thought, but that's something to think about. God just took him. But see, he had that kind of relationship with God. I'm going to read some notes. He walked with God. He lived it by faith in God, trusting in his word and promise. He lived it a holy life. He embraced God's way. What the Bible said in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they agree? Y'all listen, Christianity is a lifestyle. It ain't something you do every now and then. You know, I used to hear people say, I'm going to lay my religion down and then I'm going to pick it up. Honey, that ain't you ain't been born again. You cannot lay this thing down and pick it up when you want to. Now, you can choose to rebel and disobey. You can choose to rebel and disobey God, but you cannot pick it up and then pick it back up when you want to. It's a lifestyle. It's a relationship with you and Almighty God. That's why Jesus said in the gospel, if you love me, you would keep my commandment. Anytime you love someone, you want to please them. That's why Jesus, the first commandment, is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. You devote yourself. You commit yourself to God. Christianity is a lifestyle, a life of holiness, not how long you wear your garments and all that. No, it's about a relationship with you and God and then receiving Jesus your Savior. Then allowing the Holy Spirit to come in, and the Holy Spirit, that's why Jesus told, go in the upper room and you stay there till you receive the promise. Jesus said in the gospel, I'm going to send you another comforter. And he's going to be with you. He's going to be to you what I was. He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. He's going to tell you all about me. The Holy Spirit never talk about himself, but he revealed God to us. He make him real to us. Come on now. And I'm telling you, a lot of people struggling with their faith. And they blaming everybody but themselves. Don't sit around and wait on somebody to tell you everything. Read. Do you not know? God put the ability in all of us. If we want to know something real bad, we don't wait on nobody. We'll try to find a way. But when it comes down to the things of God, it's like the enemy tried to give us amnesia. I can't do this. I don't know this. I don't know that. Well, read. Get in your Bible and read. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you some knowledge and understanding to open up. In Ephesians, the first chapter, if you go to Ephesians, the first chapter, I think about the 16 or something, Paul began to pray for the church of Ephesus. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray. And he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, and that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of his calling. Pray before you read your Bible. Now, I want you to hear what I'm finna say now, as well everything we've been saying. God deal with everybody on the level of better yet where they are. When I'm transparent, I be telling you how God dealt with me. God might not do that with you. Please hear me. I don't want to get you confused or psych you out. God don't deal with everybody the same way, but he still have a main goal in mind for us to hear him and obey him. But my point is this. God wants you to know I love you, but he also wants you and I to know I have laws and principles. And you have to abide by them. And I sent the Holy Spirit, he the one, to lead and guide us into the laws and the principles of God. Don't let the enemy freak you out about that. I can't do this. Pull me. Do away with those words. They shouldn't be a part of your vocabulary. You are somebody special. We all are fearfully and wonderfully made. We made in the image and the likeness of God. Yeah. Hard time, difficult time done happen to all of us, some worse than others. But God still love you. Regardless of what you done did on the Eddie Busha, God still love you. The enemy, and I've been there. I went through a time period I was about to have a nervous breakdown. And, you know, contemplating suicide. The enemy will have you to think the worst about you and everybody else. Don't nobody love you. Don't nobody care about you. God don't love you. That's a lie from the pits of hell. When you and I are ignorant of Satan device, and when we don't know what the word says, Hosea 4 and 6, that God people describe for lack of knowledge, you have to get in your Bible and read. You might say, well, Prophet Miller, I can't read. Well, get you the tapes, get the CD, and listen at the word. I know this person right now, when they first got saved, they couldn't read the Bible because they would call me all the time and I would read it for them. Help them next month. But they can read the Bible now. You know why they can? They desire to, and they ask God. They believe God, and they trust God. And God, the Holy Spirit, is teaching them how to read the Bible. They even begin to remember some scriptures. They can tell you where they're at. But my point is this. This man, I'm going to go back over it again. The Bible tells us how he walked with God. He lived it by faith. He trusted in God's word and his promise. He endeavored to live a holy life and embrace God's way. Firm against ungodliness of his generation. He, you know, now some translation and some commentary say he was a preacher. He was a preacher of righteousness who denounced sin and uprightness lifestyle of his generation. You go to Jude 14:15 and talk about it. But, you know, he did that. He pleased God. He sympathized with God. So he sympathized so much and honored God so much that they said, according to scripture, God took him. Ain't that something? But y'all, he had to do that by faith. It wasn't that he never missed it. But I'm sure when he did, I'm sure he asked the Lord. I'm sure he ain't read the four gospels, but I'm sure he said, Lord, I'm sorry. And y'all, that's the same way with us. Don't let the enemy condemn you and crush you when you do wrong. See, the Bible tells us in this new covenant, therefore there's no condemnation, that means guilt. See, I found out what the devil do. He'll have you do all the rebel and disobey God, and then he'll condemn you for it. Yeah, you know what you did. You know what you did. You ought to tell him, do you know what you did? You were kicked out of heaven. and you don't have a chance or opportunity to ever go back to heaven. And you trying to get me to go to hell with you, but I ain't going to hell. I choose to go to heaven. But see, that's the point. We got faith. Faith connect us to God. I'm going to go back. I read this the other day, some notes I wrote about faith. What is faith? Faith is acting on what you believe. Well, Jane made this statement one day. He said, faith is like this. If you look in the mirror and you see your hair need to be, you know, give some attention to it, you know, he said, you would do it if, you know. And there too, again, like I said, faith is acting on what I believe. If I believe I need to look in the mirror and see I need to correct my attire or my hair, I do it. If I believe what I see in the mirror. Now, if I don't believe that mirror is telling me the truth, or I don't believe that image in the mirror is me, well, guess what? I ain't going to get with it. But if I believe that's me in that mirror, I'm going to do something about it. It's acting on what you believe. We are talking about faith primarily as it relates to God. We have to act on what you believe in order to get results. And that's true again. The Bible tells us how to pray. Mark 11:23. Everybody, you don't probably read on them, but you know what I found out? It tells us when we pray, believe. When I pray what? Believe what? Believe that what you asking or praying about, God done already told you in his word he'll do it. And he said, once you do that, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things you say should come to be, you shall have whatsoever you say. And I found out over 27 years ago, the way I talk, after I done prayed about a situation, let me know that a lot of times I didn't believe I received when I prayed. Prayer is believing I receive. The Bible says all of God promised is yes and amen. That's the Bible. He said, when my word abide in you, you abide in my word. You can ask what you will. He tells us in Proverbs, my son, attend to my. We need to give more attention to God's word. Even in Hebrews, the first part of Hebrew, the first or second chapter, one of it tells us we need to pay earnest heed to the things that we hear. And a lot of people go read the church Sunday after Sunday. I'm not going to let you always blame the preacher. Yes, sometimes you might be, sometimes they might not be preaching the right word. It might be, but guess what? If they ain't, you can read. You can read or you can listen at other preachers. But the point about, do you put into practice what you, do you believe and then put it into practice? Or you apply the laws and principles they've given you to your life? And I've been guilty. I've had people sometimes, I'm talking about me. I'm being the example. I'm being transparent. It has been times somebody would give me a prophecy. I didn't put it into practice. I wrote it down and forgot about it. And I'm telling you, a lot of people go to church, and some in good churches. Some getting good teaching. I better yet, let's do it this way. How about what you read in the Bible? Do you put it into practice? Do you say, okay, God, this is what you say. Now, God, enable me with the ability to do it. I'm going to do it by faith. And one of the things the enemy have fouled all us with, unforgiveness. Come on, somebody. And we live in a time, it's a lot of hatred, it's a lot of bitterness and resentment in the world. And we as born-again believers, we can't walk around here and yield to offenses. Bitterness, we can't do it and then expect for our faith to be affected. Listen, the Bible said faith working by love. You can't love everybody. Now, if God going to tell me to love, how you going to tell me I can't? I can't do it with my ability, but I can do it with faith. Faith helped me to do what God say. Cause God, that's why you can't separate faith and grace. We were saved through faith and Christ and grace. You can't separate the two. They go together. Okay? Then all of our action is based on what we believe. You say you believe the word of God, then do the word of God. God's word, listen. God word cannot work on your or my behalf until we act on the word. Faith is doing something. Listen, you can't say you have faith and don't act on it or do what God word is saying. Enoch had to be, the Bible said he pleased God. 365 years on this earth, this man walked with God. He had a relationship. Him and God communicate. He pleased God. No, he didn't dot every I and cross every T. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you got to be perfect. No, you ain't. God, no, you ain't perfect. That's why faith help us and grace help us. 1 John, the first chapter, it tells us that if I confess my sins, he is faithful just to forgive me and the blood of Jesus will cleanse me from that unrighteousness. The moment you miss, Father, forgive me. But no, you don't go around and practice sin. Habit it. You go around just sin and sin and sin. Lord, forgive me. No. Because repent means making 100 degrees. Remember when Jesus came on earth and John the Baptist, what was the word then? Well, what the message was, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what the word was. Change a mind. Get a change of mind. You can get a change of heart. But my point is, we still talking about faith. Faith is doing something. Faith is confessing or saying something. If God say you are well, then you must be well. You shouldn't care what your body tell you. And I'm telling your body will talk to you. Just like your circumstances, your situation will talk to you. What you see will talk. It have a voice. You ever been believing God for finance or believing God for, and your body say, yeah, but I'm hurt. I believe God shall supply all of my needs. Yeah, but where the money going to come from? See, that ain't your business. Faith have confidence that when God said, I shall supply all your needs, God going to do that. I believe in giving tithes. Some people don't. That between them and God. Tithes were before the Mosaic law. It was during the law. It was after. If you study, we ain't going into that right now, but okay, and giving tithe enough. He said, I rebuke the devil for your sake. Every seed produced after his kind. See, these are laws and principles as you get in and study God's word. So listen, Enoch just didn't please God the way he want to please God, but he did it the way God wanted him to do it. That's the point I want you to see today. Because right now, like I said, in Hebrews 11 and 6, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, to my God. For he that cometh, consistent, cometh to God, must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeketh him. And sometimes, yeah, we have to learn how to be consistent in the things of God. We have to learn how to be consistent in our relationship, our prayer time, our study time. We acting on the word of God. And this is what this man did. 365, he lived 365 years on this earth. And God was pleased with this man. I'm sure he learned how to please God. And as born-again believers, we have to learn how to please God. And once we know, we do. And God will help us. We do it by faith. Because I don't know about y'all, one of the hardest things was forgiving other people. Because a lot of times, well, I used to tell God what he said don't make sense to my 5 cents. He said, well, Ann, you need to get this seller within you. Said, nothing I ever say will make sense to your 5 cents. And that's the truth. Because what God's words say versus what we be seeing and what we have to deal with on this earth don't make no sense. It don't make sense to your 5 cents that you got to forgive. It don't make sense that you need to pray. It don't make sense you need to treat people like you want to be treated, even if they don't treat you like you want them to treat you. Come on now. But with faith, faith calls us to do what God requires us to do. And I'm telling you, it's an act of your will. The devil just doing this. You didn't even do it. He, according to the Bible, he defeated. You don't believe he defeated? See, that's the we have to believe and trust what God was saving on our feet. We've been, Ephesians 2, we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. And we have authority. You don't believe it? I don't feel like I have no power. That's why. As a man thinking his heart, so is he. Y'all listen, you can't blame, and I know we assume a lot of times we don't want nobody to tell us things. I've been down that road. All of us been there. But when it comes down to God, we have to humble ourselves and say, okay, God, this is what you say. Now, Lord, help me to do it. I will to do it, but this is what you telling me to do. We are what God said we are. And y'all, also, the Bible tells us it's impossible for God to lie. Hear me good. Now, that's the 18, let me see, I want to make sure. That's in Hebrews 6 and 18. Come on now. See, faith is having confidence and trust in what God said. In Hebrews 6 and 18, it tells us it's impossible for God to lie. Well, Prophet Miller, God done promised me a lot of things he ain't doing. I promise you the shortest wasn't in God, it was in you. God said in Hosea 4 and 6, knowledge was given to the people, but the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God was there, but they choose not to operate in it. And this is what he said in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. He telling us that he said God wasn't pleased with them. The gospel that what the news, the good news they hear, it didn't profit them nothing because they didn't mix no faith with it. A lot of people believe that the Bible is the word of God, but they don't do it. They don't line their life up with it. Well, Lord, know if I could, I would. The Lord knows you don't want to. You don't understand how this thing works. God would not, as I said it in the beginning, God would not ask you or I to do anything. He know he have not graced us to do it. And I'm telling you, faith is based upon what is written in God's word. That's what faith. Your faith and my faith. It ain't based upon my experience or nobody. That's something else can trip you up too. I've had people, well, I had so-and-so, they believe God for healing, they died. Well, let me tell you something, the shortest wasn't in God. You said Isaiah 53 lied. By the scribes of Jesus, you wasn't here. Matthew 8, 17, you saying it's lied? No, God didn't lie. My faith is not based on your experience. Now, my experience can kind of encourage you, but make sure your faith is, because my faith is based on what the word says. That's why put your eyes on it. Because I'm telling you, God is not obligated to do anything he didn't say he would do in his word. And I have heard some people, well, God said you do. I said, what is that? Show it to me. Our faith, our belief must be based on what is written in God's word. Not just what people tell you. Go to church. Take your Bible with you. Take your tablet with you. And follow through. Get out of church. Go back over it. It's in the Holy Spirit. Open up my eyes. Let me see. He'll let you see. Listen, God wants us to be victorious. Jesus paid for us to be victorious. Come on, church. But you don't know what I done did in life. Listen, God knows all of our failure. He still loves us. That's the thing. You know, God can't deny us of his love because we made in his image and his likeness. But I'm telling you, God ain't going to make you live right. God ain't going to make you do right. It's on you. It's the act of your will. Right now, if someone listening at this broadcast, right now, I know you done did wrong. You probably done did a lot. But if you just humble yourself and say, Lord, here I am. God, forgive me. I need help. I believe that Jesus is your son. I believe that he paid for my sins. Forgive me now, Father. Forgive me now. I believe he died. He rose from the dead for me. God, I need you to do something in my life. You know all about me. I want to change. He'll change it. I'm a witness. God will remove these desires that you got to do wrong, and he'll give you new desires. He'll do it. But in order, as I stated, and I'm coming in, I'm coming to a close, in order to please God, you got to do it his way. It's just like Matthew 6. If you read it the whole entire, I love it. When he said, take no thought for your life. Don't take a thought about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, and what you're going to wear. And even now, a lot of people talking about them flesh. And so many people sitting around worrying about what, how they're going to eat, how they're going to make it in this hour and time. Let me tell you something. If you're a born-again believer, your daddy going to make sure you eat. David said, I was young, and now I'm old. I never seen the righteous forsaken, neither they see begging for bread. I ain't going to beg for no bread. He tell us he feed the birds. You think he feed animals? You know he gonna feed me? But you just don't understand, Prophet Miller. I'm on a budget. Well, you listen. If you're on a budget, I think everybody need a budget. But if you say you're on a fixed income, that's what I mean. You fixed it. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to be little of you. We talking about people. Now we talked about Enoch today. The Lord will, Monday we'll be talking about Noah. But and that's why he said, by faith, Abe offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Then he said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Then he tell, by faith, Noah. Then he go down, by faith, Abraham. See, here were by faith. These people, they not only believed God, but they was obedient in instruction God gave them. And this is what we missing a lot of times. God gives you instruction to do it. What Mary said? Mary told him, said, whatever Jesus tell you to do, do it. That's what she said. She said, whatever he tell you to do, do it. And at that time, he turned water into wine for the wedding. And I'm telling you, trust in God's integrity. He's not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he'll repent. Has not God spoken, he won't bring it to pass. God watch over his word to perform it. It's impossible for God to lie. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor and glory for it. I thank you now for those that receive your word. Thank you for those that receive salvation. I thank you now, Father, even after that we go off the air. I pray you continue to bring enlightenment and understanding to them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And you that are dealing with discomfort in your body right now, I rebuke that pain. I bind it. I cancel an assignment against your body because it's God's will for you to be here. And by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. In Jesus' name, enjoy the rest of your evening.